the Dallas Mavericks are more than just the top team in the National Basketball Association this season. They are also the top example of the international appeal of the game, with almost half of the team's players born outside the United States. The Dallas Mavericks currently boast the best record in the National Basketball Association, as they have all season long. They also happen to have the most players born outside of the United States, 7 players from 5 different countries. Dirk Nowitzki and Sean Bradley are natives of Germany, while Antoine Rigaudeau and Tariq Abdul-Wahad were born in France. Roger Bell comes from St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, while Steve Nash grew up in Canada and Eduardo Nájera was born in Mexico. VOA Sports spoke to Dallas Mavericks team owner Mark Cuban at a recent game here in Washington, and in an attempt to be humorous, he kidded about the makeup of his team.
I prefer foreigners. Americans are really nasty people, and I hate to have them around. You know, growing up in Paris and, you know, being a native Francophile, it really disturbed me to come here and see all these Americans playing basketball, and particularly when they come into our French restaurants and don't speak French. So I got really upset and had to change it.
Mark Cuban's joking aside, NBA team owners want to win, and so they have pursued the best players around the world. There are currently 65 international players from 34 countries and territories on NBA rosters, and they are having a huge impact. Tim Duncan of the San Antonio Spurs is the league's reigning most valuable player, and he comes from the U.S. Virgin Islands. The 2001-2002 Rookie of the Year was Memphis Grizzlies forward Pau Gasol of Spain, while last year's top pick in the NBA draft by the Houston Rockets was Yao Ming from China. Throw in 2002 All-Stars like New Jersey Nets center Dikembe Mutombo of the Congo, Sacramento Kings forward Peja Stojakovic of the former Yugoslavia, and you're looking at a league that reflects the growth in the game around the world. Dallas's Canadian guard Steve Nash, who was born in South Africa, agrees.
I think the game is growing. I think the NBA has done a great job of marketing itself, so players around the world have a measuring stick. They can watch on TV and see the level of the game and where the game's gone and try to catch up to it.
International basketball has traditionally been dominated by teams from the United States. Only twice has the U.S. failed to win the men's gold medal at the Olympics, but that too may be changing. At the 2000 Summer Games in Sydney, the Americans barely squeaked by Lithuania in the semifinals by 2 points, before coming back for a 10-point victory over France to win the gold. At the 2002 World Championships in Indianapolis, Indiana, Team USA was a major disappointment, finishing in 6th place. But Dallas forward Dirk Nowitzki of Germany told VOA why he thinks it happened.
They just didn't send their best team. And I think if they send their best team, I feel like nobody in the rest of the world can beat them. But we saw it in the World Championship. If they don't send anyone, the rest of the world is getting better and the competition's better every year.
The American team of NBA players needs to finish in the top 3 at a qualifying tournament this August in Puerto Rico in order to make it to the 2004 Athens Olympics. But there will be a lot of teams from all over the world just waiting to knock Team USA off its Olympic throne if, as expected, the Americans make it. In Washington, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.